PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side. Vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay. Then throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up! From the planet lexicon.
Listen for the words flatter and tactic. Becky Botsford, a.k.a. Word Girl, is taking the day off from crime fighting so she can see a movie with her good friend, Todd Scoops Ming.
Whew! I can't believe Whoopsie 7 is finally in theaters. I've been waiting to see it since the moment Whoopsie 6 ended.
I didn't catch that one, but I can tell you're excited. And I'm flattered that you asked me to join you. You know, your friendship really means a lot.
Whoopsie 4 was my favorite. Well, second favorite, after the original Whoopsie. The main character...
Uncle Krabby Pants, right?
Ha! No. His name is Gary Zing.
Oh.
You see, in every Whoopsie movie, Gary Zing gets into some crazy situation, and he always gets out of trouble using the same tactics. He disguises himself as an entire wacky family.
Oh, yeah, right. I mean, I knew that.
I mean, think about having to pretend to be two different people, let alone a whole family.
Yeah, crazy.
Exactly. You know, there's this one scene in Whoopsie 2 where Zing has to dress up as his grandmother and go to a bingo game, and let's...
Hey, can we go into Reginald's jewelry store for a minute?
Hate to break it to you, Becky, but we can't afford jewelry. We're 10 years old.
I'm 10 and a half.
How many years have you been in business?
10.
Any employees besides you?
No.
How many pieces of jewelry do you have?
Oh, 497.
And which one is your favorite?
No one's ever asked me that, which is a shame because I have impeccable taste.
No one asks you what you like? Aren't you the person who knows the most about jewels in the city?
I'm flattered that you would acknowledge that out loud.
How did you get to be so knowledgeable about jewelry?
What an excellent question. It all started when I was in grade school. I was much different than the other children. I dressed better. I smelled better.
I think Miss Question is getting ready to steal something, Bob. Let's try and figure out what her tactics are.
And then I just said, Reginald, people are never going to be as perfect as diamonds. So maybe you should just be friends with diamonds and not with people.
You said that out loud to yourself?
Well, I prefer conversation with myself to conversation with the average person. But I find talking to you very tolerable.
Is that a compliment?
Huh? No way. Hey, Becky, it's 1 o'clock. We better go. I don't want to miss the previews for Whoopsie 8.
Is it 1 o'clock already? Where does the time go?
Wait a second.
What?
Nothing. Well, I normally consume my lunch in the comfort of solitude, but perhaps today you could... sit beside me and share my Doc Laurent.
You want to have lunch with me?
Yeah, it was a silly idea. I only thought that...
What time should I come back?
Exactly 1 hour from now.
See you then.
Okay.
Becky, I really think we should...
Oh!
What happened?
What? Nothing. I thought I had some items here, but I must have misplaced them. That would be a first, but... Well, this day is certainly full of interesting surprises.
How did we do? Was that enough time? Did you get the jewels? Did you get everything you needed?
Who is she talking to?
You know, Becky, I'm starting to think you don't want to see Whoopsie 7.
Huh?
If you want to go home, I can see it by myself.
What? No! I mean, I wouldn't want to miss Whoopsie, 7, was it?
Whew, me neither. Man, I love it when Gary Zing looks into the camera and goes,
Whoopsie.
Whoopsie!
Did we get a lot of jewels? Did I ask enough questions? Do you think anyone saw you?
No one saw Invisible! You did great! Almost as great as me! Invisible! Yay! That was a great idea you had to team up. We're a perfect match! Hello. Bye-bye.
Can I be more flattered?
Here I am. Now I'm gone!
Did you hear Reginald ask me to have lunch with him? Why does he like answering questions so much? Should we rob him again?
You bet we should! Yay! You can be like, should we get lunch? Why do I ask so many questions? What's my deal? And then, Invisible, that's me, can go in and steal all the jewels! Yay! Invisible! And his partner! You!
Why can't you remember my name?
Oh, yeah! Questions, lady! Yay! Us!
All right, here we go. About to see Whoopsie 7.
Woohoo! Yay!
Hey, you want to hear something weird that I saw at the jewelry store?
Yes?
Okay, well, I thought I saw some necklaces floating away in midair. I guess I must be so excited about this movie that I'm seeing things. Weird, huh?
Yeah, really weird.
Anyway, let me catch you up on Whoopsie 6. These aliens come down from space, and they think Gary Zing is our leader. Whoopsie!
Uh-huh.
1 hour later, Miss Question and Reginald meet for lunch, and true to form, she does not stop with the whole question thing.
What's your favorite color?
Softly burnt indigo.
How many bow ties do you own?
39.
What person do you most want to meet?
Me in the future. Yes. Definitely me.
Meanwhile, Becky and Scoops are enjoying the movie Whoopsie 7.
You like to speak to my mother? Whoopsie! Hey, what's that?
Just the person I wanted to see.
I'm flattered you'd say that, but I wanted to talk to you and Gary together. Can you call him over?
Double whoopsie!
Classic whoopsie moment.
Hey, whoopsie, want to know what flatter means?
Flatter means to say something nice about someone or make a person feel special. The lady in the movie was flattered because Gary's mom said she was happy to see him. And I'm flattered you wanted to tell me the definition, but let's just watch the movie.
I know, Bob. It's been over an hour, and we have to check on Miss Question. I just really wanted to spend time with Scoop. I mean, you know, I wanted to see this awesome movie. Whoopsie. Hey, Scoops. I'm just gonna get some fresh air.
You know what, Becky? If you don't like Whoopsie 7, you can just say so.
No, I do like it. Well, not really. But that's not why I'm leaving. Oh, I feel so bad about this. It's just...
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna say what I think. I thought you'd have fun coming to the movies with me, but all day, it's like I've been completely invisible. I just don't...
Wait, did you just say invisible?
Yeah, so?
Invisibil! He must be involved. That would explain everything Miss Question is doing.
Shush!
Huh?
I said, oops, we're out of popcorn. I'll go get some.
That was, well, dare I say, fun.
Should we have lunch together again? Should I call you?
Absolutely. I think that's... What is going on? Why are all my precious jewels flying away?
Oh, who cares about that stuff anyway, right? So what are your favorite foods? What about that lunch?
No questions right now, please. Someone help! My merchandise is trying to escape!
If you could be any animal, what would you be?
Police! Word girl! Anyone! Help!
Why are you making me do this?
What am I doing here? Who is this? Who ate my duck L'Orange?
Hello! Help, please!
Yaha! Stop right there!
Bye-bye!
Word girl?
Hello.
Too late, Invisibil! I saw you! Plus, you know, you're covered completely in jewels. I mean, kind of spoils your stealing tactics.
Oh. Our stealing what?
Oh, tactics are plans you make for getting something you want. In this case, your tactics for stealing the jewels included Invisibil not being seen, but he's obviously right there.
Yeah! Invisibil disappeared and stole all the jewels! Yay!
No, not yay! You're caught.
You think you caught us, huh? Want to catch this? Do you really think you can defeat me?
Whoopsie!
Whoopsie. That's it! You're gonna regret that, Miss Question.
How will stop me without the help of your trusty sidekick.
Well, what I'm going to do is... Hey, what's that over there?
What? What? Where? Over there? Why can't I see it? What does it look like?
Hey.
Would an apology mean anything?
No. I thought you were my friend and you tricked me.
Can't I be your friend and someone who tricks you?
Well, maybe that could... No! You are hereby banished from my store. Banished.
Does that include robbing it?
Yes.
Well, Huggy, we did it again. And all because of that movie that Scoops made us. Oh, no, Scoops! He's gonna think we left him there. Here I am.
Word girl? What are you doing here?
What am I? Oh! Good question. Wow, what happened over there?
Where? I don't see anything.
Well, hey there.
Oh, Becky. But how did you... It doesn't make any sense. Unless you, Becky Botsford, are actually...
Whoopsie.
Oh, wow. That has got to be the greatest gag of all time. Is that what you were doing? Getting that trick ready the whole time?
Yep. You figured it out. Classic whoopsie moment.
Oh, you bet it was. You as word girl. That's hilarious. Okay, here's what happened after you left. Gary went to a restaurant disguised as three different...
Well, it looks like word girl found the right tactics to stop Invisibil and Miss Question. Isn't she the best? Sorry, tied for the best. And me? I'm just flattered that I get to be their narrator. Hey, join us all next time on another colossal, stupendous, thrilling episode of... Word Girl?
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is dangle. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Go ahead, Tommy.
Dangle means to hang loosely and sway back and forth.
That's correct.
In that last clip, Word Girl zoomed in, tied up Dr. Two Brains, and left him dangling from the ceiling.
She sure did. Okay, Tommy, you are today's winner. Huggy, show Tommy what he's won. An official Word Girl super-sized dictionary.
Like I need that. I'm a walking dictionary. Allow me to demonstrate. Strenuous, requiring great energy or effort. Bewilder, to puzzle or confuse. Perspire, to...
Boy, you sure do know a lot of words, so I'm sure you also know what farewell means.
But I didn't finish.
No, you didn't. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Today's featured words are fascinated and obey. Ah, it's a peaceful morning in the city.
Ugh, just as soon as the bus gets here.
That's what's so cool about Word Girl. She never has to wait for the bus.
Yeah, never.
You know what? I'm gonna write a letter to Word Girl and ask her to fly us to school every morning.
I have a feeling she's not gonna do that.
Oh yeah, Becky, like you would really know. Imagine that. Word Girl flying me around every day. I'd be so cool.
Did someone say... cool?
Whoa, are you wearing pajamas to school? I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, that's because you can't.
Ugh. That's what makes me... Chaz.
Wow, Chaz, you're totally cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Chaz. Everybody's really fascinated with Chaz. Oh, yeah. When you're fascinated with something, it means that you find it so interesting that you can't stop paying attention to it. Right now, it seems like TJ is pretty fascinated with Chaz.
Hi, Chaz. Chaz, may I sit next to you on the bus?
As long as we sit in the back, because that's where the cool people sit. Come on, let's go.
Okay, whoa, what are you doing?
You're one of those people who walks forwards?
Doesn't everybody walk forwards?
Yeah, they do. Which is why Chaz walks backwards.
Ooh, I gotta try that. Wow, I feel cooler already.
Whoa!
Oh! Oh, I'm okay.
Later that day, at the school cafeteria, Chaz is making lunch a whole lot cooler.
Oh, hey guys, what you eating?
Peanut butter and jelly. Is that cool?
Chaz, it's this.
You eat ice cream for lunch? Chaz eats ice cream for lunch.
Huh? Oh, we're still talking about that stuff? Yeah, I do.
Why do you do it?
Because I'm Chaz.
Yes. Chaz, I gotta say, I am fascinated by everything you do. Hey, wanna have a play date at my house after school? Please say yes. Please say yes. Please say yes.
Chaz thinking about it. Is your house cool?
Oh, yeah, totally. We call it the cool house.
Chaz, stop by.
Becky!
What? Now you're wearing pajamas?
Oh, am I? Becky, Chaz is coming over, and I don't want him to see anything uncool. So can you please go somewhere else?
Why do I have to leave? Oh, Chaz, yeeks. Did you just climb through our window?
Yeah, Chaz just climbed through your window.
Yeah.
Chaz stands right before you.
Chaz doesn't believe in front doors. He's cool. He's...
Chaz.
Come on, Chaz, let's go to my room. It's a little bit cooler in there.
Whoa. I thought you said this room was cool.
What's wrong with it?
Well, word girl, most uncool.
Word girl? Most uncool?
Excuse me?
Oh, no big deal. We're just talking about word girl. She's always telling everyone to obey the rules and use words correctly. That's real annoying.
Sorry, but I don't think there's anything annoying about using words correctly.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Starting to sound like word girl. Major uncoolness.
Mm-hmm. Well, TJ, it looks like you're in a tough spot. Obviously, if you're word girl's number one fan, you can't be friends with Chaz.
Wow, I guess you're right.
Word up, word!
Well, that's the last of that. Am I cool now, Chaz?
Yeah.
Yeah! Awesome!
TJ, are you really going to just obey everything Chaz says?
Define obey.
When you obey someone, you do whatever they tell you to do.
Am I gonna do that, Chaz?
Chaz thinks that would be pretty cool if you did that.
Then I'm definitely gonna obey Chaz, yeah, totally.
TJ?
Please, call me Tejapotamus.
Oh, no.
Let's go.
Check you later, Sister Bex.
It's Becky. Bob! No, I will not call you Bob Man. Well, look who we have here. If it isn't my number one fan, TJ Botsford.
Word girl. Word girl, sorry to break the news to you, but Tejapotamus kind of doesn't think you're cool anymore.
Oh, really? So you're saying this isn't cool?
Whoa.
Not really.
Not really.
You've got to be kidding me. This is a comet from outer space. I just flew to outer space and got a comet.
So,
aren't you even a little fascinated by that?
Come on, Tejapotamus. Let's go eat some pizza.
Cool.
You said it.
Okay, let's just go to the pizza place, shall we?
Ha 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 ha! This is my most brilliant plan yet. A machine that sucks the cheese right off the pizzas. You know, I'm the only person who pulls a robbery and doesn't take any dough. Oh, come on, guys, it's a pun. Dough. It's a term for money. Whatever. Look, let's get out of here.
Hey.
How could you not see me coming?
We're walking backwards.
Because we're cool.
Walking backwards? That doesn't make any sense.
Of course you wouldn't get it. You're not cool.
Yeah. Oh, really? I'm not cool. That's not true. And you won't be cool either when you're hit with my cheese ray.
Stop right there, Two Brains.
Oh, word girl.
Don't worry. I'll take care of this.
Uncool.
What?
Chaz could have handled that on his own.
Totally.
Ugh.
Yeah, looks like someone's sorry they stopped me.
Hey, let's get out of here, Teachapotamus.
Good idea.
TJ, may I remind you that just this morning you told me Word Girl was cooler than anybody?
Yeah, but... Hey, I didn't tell you. I told my sister Becky.
Right. Yes, I knew that. But you see, she told me what you said. So there. Ha! Yes, makes sense. Anyway, the point is, I know you're fascinated with Chaz, but I think you need to stop obeying everything he says. Don't you?
What? Why?
Because look at how much trouble you almost just got into.
Who's in trouble now, Word Girl?
How did you?
Thanks for setting me free, Chaz. I feel so cool.
Now that Chaz knows how much you don't like Word Girl, Chaz thinks you're pretty cool.
You do? Sunglasses.
Oh, come on, Dr. Two Brains.
Don't call me Dr. Two Brains. Call me the Tubester.
Oh, now this is getting ridiculous.
I know. Ridiculously cool. Hey, guys, want to come back to the old lair and hang out a little bit?
Cool.
Cool. Ah, so this is what it's like to hang out with the cool people. I love it. More Chaz cheese? You see what I did there? I accidentally said Chaz when I meant to say cheese. Cheese, Chaz. Chaz cheese. Oh, we are going to be laughing about that one for years.
Can I go now?
Hey, dudes, you know what would be cool? If we sprayed Word Girl with smelly, smelly cheese.
That doesn't sound so cool to me.
Yeah, guys, it sounds a little bit, I don't know, mean.
Don't worry. We're not going to spray Word Girl with cheese.
Phew. Good.
You are. Obey the Chaz.
Do I have to?
Do you want to be cool?
Oh, come on, Teejapotamus. Do what cheese says. I mean, Chaz. You see, there I go again. I'm still doing it.
Do it. You know something? If this is what it takes to be cool, then I don't want to be cool.
Yeah! Thanks, TJ.
Word Girl, I'm not going to obey Chaz anymore. From now on, I'm going to do what's right.
I think that would be really cool.
Do you know what would be coolest, Word Girl? If you'd let me be your number one fan again.
Not cool. You can forget about being friends with Chaz.
Chaz, if you really were my friend, you wouldn't make me do something I don't want to do.
Aw, isn't that sweet?
Whatever.
Oh, knock it off, cheese.
Chaz.
And so, in the end, everything is back where it belongs. That's all for this episode. But if you're fascinated by thrilling adventure and find yourself hungry for more, obey your urge for excitement and tune in next time for another very cool episode of
Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of
May I Have a Word?
Tommy, you correctly defined the word dangle. Ready to play the bonus round?
Of course.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for dangle.
Okay, give it a shot, Tommy.
It's definitely number one. In that picture, Huggy is dangling from a tree.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner, Huggy. Show him what he's won. An official Word Girl gargantuan calculator.
Like I need that.
Let me guess, you're a walking calculator.
352 divided by 8 is...
Well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on pbskidsgo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!